What was her father?
He was a self-employed in the cleaning profession, mm-hmm. at a cleaning shop.
What's your wife's maiden name?
Laura.
Do you know about the ancestry?
I don't know on my wife's side, no. I do not know. On her mother's side, my wife's grandfather and grandmother both resided in Longview.
Mm-hmm.
I do not know where they were born. I know they resided in Longview until their death. And on her father's side, her grandfather and grandmother resided here in Marshall.
Were they some of the early settlers here too?
I don't know. I would think so. The Morgans have been here a good while. I would think so.
Tell me some about them. How it's changed since you were mm-hmm. small.
Okay, it hasn't really changed a whole lot. Population is around 600 that live there. This is just a community. It's an outlying community. And the way they get their population is they come right up to the city limit sign of Marshall. And the biggest thing that's going on now is the Alcoa plant. Alcoa aluminum plant is in Scottsville. And the second largest thing there, I guess, is Verhalen Nursery Company is in Scottsville.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a tank lining company that's in Scottsville. There's a railroad track that goes through the center of the city, of the town. And the tank lining company, in other words, they line tank cars. It's an insulation lining they put in them. So it's located in also.
Were they there when you were growing up?
No, no. The nursery was. But the tank lining company's been there about 10 years. And the aluminum plant's been there about 5 or 6 years is all. They bought 600 acres from the nursery to put the aluminum plant on.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only activity going on in as far as industry is concerned. The greatest part of the population of are blacks.
Mm-hmm. What's the percentage of the ratio?
In
mm-hmm.
Oh, I'd say, goodness, 80-20. 80 black, 20 white, because it is a rural area,
mm-hmm.
and the blacks, of course, are settled out in the rural areas, so the white ratio is very small.
Has it always been that small?
Always. It's always been that way.
Mm-hmm. What about here in Marshall? You were telling me it was about...
Yeah, 60-40, 60 black, 40 white
mm-hmm.
in Marshall.
I'd like to get an idea of what the house that you grew up in looked like and maybe what the house you live in now. Just a sort of a floor plan of and the names of the rooms.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If you could sort of... Well,
I grew up in a large home.
Just sort of make a sketch of the floor plan.
Okay. Of the house I grew up in?
Yeah. And
okay.
then, I guess, the house you live in.
The house I grew up in is considerably larger than the one I live in now. It's a lot larger. The one I grew up in is nearly a perfectly square home. The entrance in the back, it's got a real huge back porch that runs the length of the home. And then, actually, I put the door kind of in the wrong place. I'm going to crowd the kitchen in right here. This is the kitchen, which is a little larger than I'm showing. Now, there is a little breakfast room sticking off over here.
Which direction did the house face?
Okay, it faced north. This is the way we are right here. Face north.